Chapter 2 Kim stumbled to Angel's side. Her hand reached out, but she couldn't make herself touch her. Touching would make it all real, and it couldn't be real. Angel couldn't be dead. It simply wasn't possible. She became aware of the two guards approaching, their weapons held loose in their hands. Both wore identical wide-eyed expressions of shock and disbelief. Angel still didn't move. Her lovely blue eyes stared out at nothing. "We're so fired," one of the guards muttered under his breath. The second man spun on the first.
"What's the matter with you?" he cried. "We were supposed to take her in, not shoot her. What the hell did you do that for?"
"What? It wasn't me.
Well, I sure as hell didn't do it."
Kim found her voice.
"Will both of you shut up? She's been shot! Get help!"
The first guard needed no further prompting. With a final glare at his companion, he sprinted down the hall and disappeared around the corner. The remaining guard took two tries to put away his weapon.
"Where is she hit?"
"I don't know," Kim moaned, sick with despair. "Why isn't there blood? There should be blood."
The guard stepped closer, and Angel came alive in a blur. Rolling into a crouch, she spun, sweeping his legs out from under him and launching herself to her feet. The guard landed flat on his back with a whoosh of escaping air, the thin carpeting doing little to cushion his fall. Even as he wheezed, he pulled his gun free and aimed. Angel leapt into the air, spinning like the corkscrew on a roller coaster to evade. Kim could only stare. The maneuver seemed like a fantastical technique from a low-budget martial arts movie, something she hadn't thought possible without the assistance of special effects. As soon as Angel's feet landed on the ground, she snapped the guard's weapon from his grasp and struck with a lightning-fast jab to his jaw that was almost too quick to see. Kim winced in sympathetic pain. The guard didn't move. Angel stood. The captured gun disappeared into her bag with a flourish, and she made a show of dusting her hands.
"No need to return their money," she said. "I must have missed them the first time around. Let's go."
Kim didn't move. Her fists clenched and unclenched at her side.
"Kim?" "What the hell was that, Angel? I saw you get shot."
"I wasn't."
"You were faking it?"
"The term is feigning death," Angel corrected. "Not faking."
"But I heard the gun."
Angel's right hand mimed a gun. She pointed her forefinger and thumb in a safe direction and imitated the loud crack of a gunshot. Kim half-stumbled back in alarm, her ears ringing. It took her several seconds before she could convince herself that Angel's finger hadn't actually gone off. Angel had imitated other voices in the past, including her own, but not sound effects. Never anything like this. Her mimicry had been flawless. It took several more seconds before Kim could relax the grip on her chest and regain adequate control of her breathing.
"You nearly gave me a heart attack!"
Angel seemed taken aback.
"I'm sorry."
Kim threw herself into Angel's arms, overcome with unexpected emotion.
I couldn't... Dear God, Angel, never do that again!"
Angel's arms wrapped around Kim in a warm embrace.
"I love you too," she whispered.
It dawned on Kim that she'd been babbling.
"Did I just say..."
"No, you didn't. Not right then. But you did tell me you loved me this morning. Don't forget."
Kim remembered. She remembered that moment all too well. The pressure of the hug increased to a level just shy of painful.
"You're not allowed to take that back, by the way."
"Wouldn't think of it,"
Kim managed to gasp,